USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to Israel for talks on economic and security issues with Israel's defense chief, Benny Gantz, last night, Israel time. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. It's being reported the two talked about implementation of economic and civilian measures and emphasized the importance of deepening security coordination and preventing terror and violence. Former Nevada Democrat Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died Tuesday after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. President Obama on MSNBC upon hearing the news.
I'm going to miss him. I don't know anybody who understands more his roots, where he came from, what it means to not have anything when you're born and scramble and scrape and work to get something.
Senator Reid was 82. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The cruise ship industry is under the watchful eye of the CDC.
The CDC is actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. The affected cruise lines include Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. The cruise ship industry staged a comeback in September and put several preventative measures in place to curb the spread of the virus. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
On Tuesday, the FAA confirmed in a preliminary report that there were two crew members and two passengers killed in a plane crash east of San Diego in El Cajon. The Learjet belonged to AeroMedevac and offers air ambulance and air transportation services for critical care patients. The National Transportation Safety Board said the small jet was on an instrument approach to runway 17 at Gillespie Field just before crashing a mile and a half from the runway. Rain may have played a factor. We're wishing you and your family all the best for 2022. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Texas Representative Republican Michael Burgess on Newsmax says the current administration border policy is the worst that he's seen in 20 years. Illegal immigration and illegal drugs getting into our country are close to being the same issue.
Well, the end of both crises would be the same answer, and that would be security at our southern border to prevent the ingress of fentanyl and really to shut down what is the money tree for the coyotes, for the child traffickers, for the facilitators who bring people across the border. It is a phenomenal amount of money that they are paid to get someone across. And the consequence is that it just generates more and more business for them. And every time we say, yeah, we're not going to really enforce our law, they monetize that. It is broadcast far and wide, not just in Central America, but as we see now, other parts of the world as well. I will tell you that a lot of anxiety during the Trump administration about separations. Here's the bad news. Separations are still happening. They're happening under current law. If it is other than a mother and a father who arrives with a child, that child is placed in the custody of the United States government, the Office of Refugee Resettlement. It is current law that happens. Now, are we going to come back and pay reparations to all of those people as the Biden administration has suggested? I can't believe that would happen, but I can't believe that the problem is as bad as it is.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.